Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experiment. Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man. You got a question for RLM? It's time to get some answers, baby.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca L. Norrington, the world's only happiness specialist. If the sound sounds a little off today, I'm actually in a hotel room using my cell phone to connect to the podcast. So I don't know the sound, but hopefully it's not too hard to listen to. Who knows? And then I thought about it. I said, you really need to do a show. But something happened yesterday. No, not yesterday. On Friday, that I just had to share with my audience. But before I get into that, because I always talk about happiness, and of course, happiness, reality, spirituality, the truth about happiness. And there are different levels. And I discovered another level of happiness. And the discovery always comes from the practice. And I will guarantee you, my dear audience, that what you practice, you will discover more. There's so many layers. There's so many layers to happiness and so many vibrations of happiness. And when I say happiness, I'm talking about a foundation that's rooted in internal peace. That means that regardless of what's happening out there with this pandemic, that's right, I'm traveling, that's right, and regardless of what's happening, you as the individual, you can vibrate and be an energy of peace, an energy which, when I say peace, it's the same as happiness, it's the same as feeling the energy of shoulders down, balanced, relaxed, contentment. I've said it for I don't know how long, and I know my new listeners may be getting tired of hearing it, but it's the truth. What you practice every day, what you practice determines what you practice determines how much happiness you will experience. And when I say happiness, I'm not talking about, oh, I just won a Grammy and now I'm happy, or I just got a promotion, or I just won the lottery. No, it's not about anything that happens. It is about an internal state of being. And that internal state of being takes practice. When I say takes practice is because when you were born, when I was born, we came out all universal. There were no concepts of blame, comparing, judging other people, lack of acceptance, expectations, all of the things that subtract from happiness. We weren't doing any of it as a child, as when you were born. You weren't being critical of anyone else. You weren't needing to be right. You didn't give power to words. I mean, if you sit up there and say, talk to a 3-month-old and you give them, and you tell them, the worst expletives that you can think of, they could care less. They're not offended by words. So thinking anything is serious, thinking anything is important. These newborn babies have none of that. So all of the things, that's why my second book, Program for Unhappiness, all of these things have been programmed. We have been programmed, and that programming is subtracting from the happiness. We have been programmed to think that words have power. We've been programmed to think to live in the past or live in the future. We've been programmed to have preferences or think something is serious, something's important. We've been programmed to have a cause. We've been programmed to blame other people. I mean, we've been programmed to judge. We've been programmed to not accept someone else. So all of those programmings are subtracting from your happiness. And the practice is recognizing the programming, eliminating program at a time. And it is a lifelong, a lifelong practice. I've been calling myself a happiness specialist now, maybe not a decade. No, did I say a decade? Yeah, not a decade yet, so maybe 2014. Yeah, maybe 10 years. 10 years, a decade? Yes. So, Lord, I'm telling you. Woo! I'm having one of those moments, one of those senior moments. Okay, back to the show. The practice is what's important. And I either saw online, I don't even remember when I saw it, maybe it was a video online. And the other day, a woman was booed off a plane because she refused to put a mask on. Booed off the plane, clapped when they kicked her off the plane. Now, let me say something, because my practice is to scratch my practice. My purpose and my practice is to donate, to contribute to this planet the way that I think that, not scratch the way I think, the way I was put on this planet to contribute. This is my contribution. My contribution to this planet is to be a peaceful entity, a peaceful vibration, a peaceful energy, peaceful, fun, light, open, non-judgmental, accepting. That is, and it is work. Trust me when I tell you, it is not easy to practice acceptance of everything that's happening. It is not easy to practice trusting, knowing that everything is in order. It's not easy, but it is what I was born destined to do. And anyone out there can practice and do and have your cause and get angry, stay angry. That's okay too for you, but it does not feel comfortable for me to be in an angered state, to be in a state that I'm pointing my finger at something else. Because I know better. I know that, you know, I ask these questions in my classes, my happiness class. One of the questions I ask, do you blame other people for how you feel? Do you blame their circumstances for how you feel? And I've been around, and there are a lot of people that are not very happy. There's a lot of anger coming out. There's a lot of fear coming out. And the anger and the fear is coming out with the pointing the finger and the blame at the circumstances as to why the anger and why the fear. And I'm here to tell you that outside is never a reason. It is always an internal game. It is an internal state. Because since I can't blame my circumstances, you know, I have to walk out of my hotel room, and as soon as I walk out, I have to put a mask on, because in California the rules, the laws are totally different. And, you know, don't get me started with the laws. But see, the thing is, what's more important, my vibration, my state of mind, my prioritizing happiness, the ability to drop your shoulders and just experience this life. That's my priority, and I know, and I don't expect anyone to do it the way I'm doing it. So on the show, Reality Spirituality, I'm just sharing with you. And back to the lady that got booed off the plane. Now, of course, my ego has a preference. My ego sees any story in the news and has a preference of what. And I say my ego because it is a separate entity. My son even asked me the other day, he says, "Mom, you know, you're human." I said, No, human, no. Because a human is, well, let me just stop there. No, I told him I'm an alien. I'm not human. I don't want to claim being a human. Because what's important to humans is not important to me. What's important to me is to be able to glide through, journey through, meet people, and share an energy of everything will be okay. Everything that's happening happens for a reason. You're going to be okay. The world's going to be okay. It's just part of the expansion. It's part of the growth. It's part of what has to happen. Whatever is happening is supposed to happen. Whatever is not happening is not supposed to happen. It's an acceptance of that. It's an acceptance of being okay with uncertainty. It's an acceptance of it's practicing trust. Trust. I mean, I can see my ego sees the confusion. My ego sees all of everything that you're seeing. Believe me, I do. And this brings me to the topic. One of the things that subtracts from happiness is thinking that you have control over or thinking that. Scratch that. Not thinking that. Changing your vibration, changing your energy based on anything that you do not have control over. Your energy shifts, anger, fear, anxiousness, whatever sadness, whatever that energy shift is, it's because of something that happened. The practice is growing and expanding your consciousness to a level that it doesn't matter what's happening. The bombs can be bombing. The fireworks can be going out. You could be walking in the middle of a typhoon, but you're walking, you're experiencing that typhoon, and you're still at peace. I'm trying to think of an example of any of the people that, like a fireman. A fireman that goes to a fire, they've been trained to go inside a burning building. They haven't been, and of course, there is a calmness that a fireman has that a layperson, a civilian, doesn't have because of their training. I mean, if somebody told me to climb up to a roof and while it's on fire, I'm going to be a nervous wreck because of a lack of training, the lack of practice. So it's the same with this happiness. It's the exact same. And when you choose to prioritize wanting to be happier, you will experience more of it. Now let's get to the topic, because this really, really was really big for me. Friday, I met someone, and we, from my hotel, I could walk to a couple of restaurants that are really my favorites. A couple of my restaurants are my favorites of all time. Well, now, of course, in California, you can't go inside a restaurant. You have to either take out, or you can sit, or if they have patio seating, you can do that. And so there are two restaurants that one of my both of my favorites when I come back to California. And one restaurant, I'll just name it. It's called the Sesame Grill. It was one of my favorite restaurants to go to for years. It's great food. It's a beautiful setting inside, very intimate, a touch of romantic. It's just a beautiful, beautiful inside restaurant, and the food is great. And it's right across, it's right around the corner from another restaurant, Maki Sushi, that I love. Well, Maki Sushi isn't the same anymore. They've changed. This is the second time I've eaten Maki Sushi. And you know how a restaurant changes ownership, changes chef, and things don't taste the same anymore? Well, it doesn't taste the same anymore at Maki Sushi. I'm disappointed again because I did have expectations. So no more Maki Sushi for me. But anyway, I digress. Walk two stores down, and there's the Sesame Grill. Of course, it's closed down, and takeout wasn't open yet. And I look inside this restaurant, this beautiful, used to be beautiful restaurant. It's one of those special occasion types restaurants. And the whole front part of the restaurant, all the booths were taken out from the front of the restaurant. All of them were taken out. It looked like a bomb had hit it. And if you want to speak with me, you can just press the number 1. I have a few people in the queue. And all of the booths were taken out. This place that I love to go, special occasion, shared a lot of memories, moments in. To me, my eyes looked at it and it was destroyed. It's been destroyed by the COVID. You can't eat in. I mean, this gorgeous, not to mention all of the jobs everyone's losing. So I'm thinking about all that. I'm looking at this restaurant. I'm looking at one of my favorite restaurants. It looks like a tornado hit it. And it really, really bothered me. I'm laughing because as a happiness specialist, these things, you know, usually, but it was one-on-one. I'm looking at it, and it really bothered me. And I got a little bit of, if you want to put labels on it, I got a little bit angered. Look at what happened in my restaurant. Look what these people are doing. How dare they ruin my restaurant? You know, I was ranting on and on and on about it. And I was really into it, and then I took a couple of deep breaths. And do you know that feeling of anger, being bothered? I had an opinion. I labeled the circumstances, you know, bullshit. All of it, all of that came to me. But do you know with this practice, I could not hold on to that. I couldn't hold on. I tried. I tried to be bothered. I tried to stay angry. I really tried. And I was with, you know, one of my dearest friends on this planet. And I even went to him and I said, look what they did to this restaurant. They're destroying everybody's livelihood. I went on and on and on. And he's very, you know, he's practicing what I'm practicing. And he was just very quiet, didn't say anything. He didn't even say, yeah, you're right. Didn't even encourage my anger. Didn't even encourage it. He was a mirror for me. So I stopped, and I really, audience, my dear audience, when I say my ego tried to hold on to that anger, I'm not over-exaggerating. It's like trying to hold on to something slippery. I couldn't. Then I realized that, because, again, it is the stories. It is the stories that we tell each other. It's the stories that we tell ourselves that make us suffer. It's the stories about the circumstances. So I've got my story about the COVID and about how this is unfair to all the workers and they're over exaggerating. All of the things, it's the stories that I'm telling. Hold on a second, audience. I've got to go into this. And again, I'm trying to do this show remote with my cell phone. Hold on, audience. I got to get back into the studio. I don't know if you can hear me. Okay. So it's the stories. Okay, I'm back in. It's the stories that are the problem. I took a few deep breaths, walked around. If you know me, I could stay angry. I could hold a grudge. I can be mad for years if I wanted to. I could be mad for years. Mad for days, weeks, months. My parents taught me how to hold a grudge, a real grudge. And I was telling my son the same story, and I said, Nathan, how can I look into that restaurant, see all this destruction, talk about it again in the evening, bring it again into the next day, share the same story? It doesn't even feel good to do that anymore. But listen to this, audience. I shuffled myself right, because I walked away from looking inside the restaurant, and I went right back. I said, no. My ego had to go right back to the door just to look again, just to be sure that I was highly bothered by how they destroyed one of my favorite restaurants. They, governors, edict, no eating inside a restaurant, all of the laws right now. Oh, it's all bullshit. I'm telling you, my ego is hitting me hard, and it feels just, and it feels right, and it also feels like it's the truth. The stories that I tell, the stories that we tell ourselves. We have examples of why this is the truth. Went back and looked in again, saw the destruction again, and I have to say that feeling of being appalled, bothered, angered by the looks of one of my favorite restaurants wasn't there anymore. Because the practice is to trust that everything is happening for a reason. Now, if you don't practice trusting that, believing that, then you are going to find things wrong. If you don't practice being okay with uncertainty, and if you don't practice surrendering, and if you don't practice acceptance, and if you don't practice not blaming circumstances for how you're feeling, then you are going to be bothered, and it is going to stick with you, and it is going to stay with you. That feeling, that vibration that is the opposite of peace is going to stay with you. It surprised me that the practice is rejoice quickly, recover quickly. So whatever you're experiencing, whether it's something to rejoice about or something that, I wish I didn't experience this, universe, thanks for nothing, universe. Whatever that is, it's called rejoicing quickly and recovering quickly. It's called living in the present moment. It's called not dragging your past into the present moment, because this remembering, now I'm going to be bothered for weeks and days and months and talk about it. What is that doing? How does that feel? Does that feel good to you? Does that feel settled in your soul? Does that feel like it's a calming thing for your soul? Does that feel good? And when I say feel good, I'm not talking about, oh, I feel great. No, I'm talking about an internal vibration. I'm talking about your vibration. You know the difference. And the practice is, the more you practice, the more you will be able to vibrate that sense of peace and balance and satisfaction and contentment, regardless of all the bombs going off, regardless of seeing your favorite, one of your favorite restaurants destroyed. But the other benefit is letting go. Because I did, right in the moment, bothered, angered, all of that crap, not accepting, letting all of that, experiencing it. I guess I'm a little bit human, experiencing it, but being able to let it go. Okay, I'm pissed, I'm angry, I'm fearful, but I'm not going to hold on to it. I'm not bringing it into my present moment. I'm not bringing it into my future. But it is, again, a practice. So what are you practicing? Is being at peace, feeling content, being able to experience this life? And you know what? The ride is all about enjoyment. And when I say enjoyment, I'm not talking about enjoying the things that we like. I'm talking about enjoying all of it. Enjoying the big picture, the whole picture. But the ego does not want us to enjoy the things that we think are wrong. This shouldn't be happening. This whole COVID and the shutdown, and you know, I know people that have not left their house. I know people that have, when I say not left their house, they have their groceries ordered, groceries delivered to them, and they're older people. Groceries delivered. I can look at that, well, my ego can look at that and say, wow, they're just, wow, what a way to live. I couldn't live like that. I got to get out. I got to take a walk. I got to drive from one state to another. I got to go shopping. I'm talking about grocery shopping. So the acceptance of all of us and our differences is another level. How much do you accept what other people are doing? And when I say accept, I mean a knowing and a belief that what their journey is not yours. Their journey is unique to them. They need to experience not being in the house, not being in the house. They need to experience being in the house for 6, 5 months, 4 months. They need to experience that. It's part of their journey. Keep my nose out of it. It's a struggle with the ego, I know, and there's a story behind it, but be very suspicious. My dear audience, be very suspicious of the story. Scratch suspicion. Be very aware of the stories. Because the stories that you hear and the stories that you tell yourself are so limited in perspective. And that's why one of the things to another level of happiness, another discovery, is to practice finding, looking at the same situation with more than one perspective. All I'm doing is looking at the restaurant, seeing the booths out and saying, oh, the restaurant is destroyed. Well, there's a lot of other perspectives to see. There's a lot of other perspectives. And it's up to the individual. It's up to each one of us. What do you have control over? That is your focus. If you want to experience more happiness, what do you have control over? And if you don't have control over whatever you're looking at, discouraged with, bothered by, angered by, find fault with, and you don't have control over it, you might as well just be drinking poison. You're doing it to yourself. And that is the job of the ego. The job of the ego is to make us feel as bad as possible for as long as possible. So I didn't know until Friday. Well, maybe that's not a true statement because I have been practicing letting go of things, but it just hit me. I saw this restaurant and it really hit me and I didn't like what I saw and I got bothered by it, and I got angry and I was really, how dare they ruin these people's lives. Stayed with that. But I couldn't stay with it longer than a few minutes. Isn't that a nice gift to give to yourself? To be able to experience whatever emotion you do, frustration, anger, even with the sports coming back. Oh, I got my ego has a preference about what I think about athletes, and now they're complaining about and social justice. I mean, my ego's got an opinion about all of it, got a story behind all of it to justify my beliefs. You follow me? My ego justifies everything I believe. My ego justifies every one of my stories. Justifies every one of my stories to be the truth. Every one of them. Of course, my way of thinking is right. I've got evidence to think or to feel the way I feel. But I'm here to tell you, when you begin witnessing your stories and you begin practicing knowing that, okay, this is a story authored by the ego, and the only reason why the ego is giving me the story, whatever the story is, I already know the divide, people that want masks and people that don't want to wear masks. You know, that's right down the middle, sneeches, and if you listen to Dr. Seuss, remember Dr. Seuss' book? The sneeches versus sneeches with stars on their bellies versus the sneeches without stars. So I get it. I get it. And my ego has a side too. But to realize and accept and let go of trying to resist. See, I back in the day, I'd be, oh, hell no. I'm not putting on a mask. Are you kidding? Nobody can tell me. Freedom, I live in a free country, all of that. But now, my peace and my happiness is way more important than my ego having power. And my ego is going to lose. It's going to lose these battles because I can get all enthralled, but there is no way I'm holding on to it. Not longer than a few minutes of that. I walked back to that restaurant. I looked inside again. I saw the same thing, same destruction. And I didn't even have any more anger. It was just like me looking at a painted wall. So that's what the practice does. But it's up to each individual to, number one, commit and even want to practice. Well, I have a few people in the queue. If you want to say hello or comment, just press the number one. If not, I am going to end the show today. Reality, I am in California, and it's so interesting because the laws are different here. Everybody's got to wear a mask, whether inside, outside, upside down, hanging upside down. And at first, you know, I'm all into... But that resisting takes away from my happiness, and happiness is number one. All right, reality spirituality is heard. Oh, by the way, I am also hosting retreats, one-on-one retreats, family retreats, at the most two. And you can get more information. If you want more information, just email me at info@RebeccaNorrington.com. That's info@RebeccaNorrington.com. And Reality Spirituality is heard every Sunday at 9 a.m., even if I'm on vacation. Sunday at 9 a.m., my website is still being constructed. reconstructed, I should say. Follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington. My Instagram handle is Reality Spirituality. I have a few videos on YouTube. You can search Rebecca Norrington or search Reality Spirituality. My first book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, can be purchased on Amazon. My second book, Program for Unhappiness, is going to be out sometime this year. Join me again next week. And I just want to remind you who you are. You are a physical extension of the universe. You're always growing. You're always changing. Be patient and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. It is about the journey. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality with your host, Rebecca L. Norrington, Reality Spirituality Radio, The Truth About Happiness. Have a conscious week, everyone, and I will chat with you then. And you know what else? I'm not going to stay safe, because that stay safe for me means that the people that say stay safe are the same, are the people that worry. It's the same. Be careful, stay safe. Those people are worriers. Trust me. The people that worry, the only reason why you worry is because you don't practice trust. And what is that comment anyway, stay safe? I mean, does that really, what is that? It's the same as have a nice day. Don't get me started on that. Have a conscious week, my dear listeners. Thank you for listening.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience.
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Reality.